Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Insert Question Here, a comedy podcast from the University Radio Nottingham. In my hand, I have a children's Trivial Pursuit card. I'm going to read the answers off it, and all our panellists have to do is come up with the questions. If they get a correct answer, they get a... And if they give me something that's better than what I have on the card, they get a... I'm Ella, and joining me tonight, have you heard of Abby Houseman? It's Abby Houseman.
Hello.
He's meant to be funny. It's Jack Ellis. And making his debut on Insert Question Here, it's a long-distance punner, Jamie Drew.
Hello!
There we go.
Who sounds far too happy to be here. Ah, the debutante. He hasn't been ruined yet.
He hasn't.
My soul is still intact.
For regular listeners of the show, you'll know that the winner of the previous week's episode gets to pick a forfeit for the panellists of this week's episode to fit into conversation. Now, Jonathan Grayton won last week, and his forfeit is my pretty pink skirt. You have to fit in my pretty pink skirt.
Pretty pink skirt?
We've had this before. I'm not allowing it at
Damn
the beginning
it.
Anymore.
Every time.
I'm sorry.
It can't be a non-sequitur. It has to be a sequitur.
Okay.
There we go. Jamie is already,
I know,
well ahead of all of us, and he's only just appeared. So yes, at some point...
Wait, when did Jamie get here?
Yeah. Out of ether.
He climbs out of the mist and the fog, which is effectively the same thing, but not the same thing.
No,
the mist and the smog.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, I mean, also, have you not seen my sleeping bag under the table?
Oh, yeah. That's fair enough.
Uses the space hopper as a pillow. Mm. Right. Our first
wow, that sounds uncomfortable.
Our first answer.
I agree with a lot of people in my
our
sleep.
Our first answer is, for people and places, a blue wedge. France.
Where people wear pretty pink skirts.
I'll give you that.
Thank you.
No. It's where do people keep stealing my pretty pink skirt?
Mm. You've got it in as well. Jamie, you can't let us down now.
There's a very specific adjective that needed to go with it.
Adjective?
You didn't say pretty.
Pronoun.
Where they make lampshades out of pretty little pink skirts.
No, I said pretty pink skirt.
Oh, she did.
Mm. It's the my, which was the thing.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that one.
Where do people keep wearing my pretty pink skirt?
There we go.
There you go. Whatever.
Let's not pretty pink skirt around the issue here.
I
Jamie
that.
Drew, long distance punner.
Long distance punner. Straight in with an air horn.
I've made a rave mistake.
The problem with these questions is they're so indistinct. No, the answers.
Yes.
The answers are so indistinct that it's impossible to guess what the question is.
The people of what country were described by groundskeeper Willie as cheese-eating surrender monkeys?
I will
Where
give
are
you...
French people from?
What is the plural of the name Fran?
All very good answers. Unfortunately, not what I have on the card. We're looking
at... Name a word that rhymes with chance.
No.
Pants.
As in, you know, the famous
dance.
ABBA song, Take a France
dance
on
is
Me.
A word.
All I can think of was pants, and it doesn't even really rhyme. It's assonance instead. Assonance rhymes!
Well, it's important to put your assonance in the passonance.
Right.
In the France.
We're looking for the name of something that is in France. That doesn't
Where
give it away
Where is the Eiffel Tower?
Where is my aunt?
I love you all dearly, but there's no way you're ever going to get this. What country knows its ultra-fast rail service as the TGV?
Yeah. The Très Grande Vitesse.
That's like possibly the least interesting thing about
France. It rhymes with the KGB while we're on the subject of rhyme.
We're not suggesting anything.
We're just saying.
At the time of recording, we're not suggesting anything.
At the time of service for Jamie will be held next week.
At the time of broadcast, France is under Russian control.
Oh. I love the continuity of this.
That's great. I'm having a great time.
The zombie version of Princess Diana was taken over Russia.
And it's currently taking over the world.
Where she's been hiding for the past 20 years.
20 years? Ooh. Oh, God.
It's... right. For a pink wedge, Bono.
I mean, who was the lead singer of U2?
What do you call a bone that's slightly cooler than all of the other bones?
A brand of dog biscuit.
No, it is to do...
What do you do when Bo Burnham is threatening to take your stuff? What do you say?
Oh.
Bo! No.
Oh,
Bo.
Probably
you'd be like, fine, it's okay.
Yeah.
I really love you, okay?
I'd be like, take it. Take it all. Take me.
A case that a lawyer takes for free is described as pro what?
Nice.
What do you do when you can't act... When you try to tie up a bow tie, but it goes wrong? Bo, no!
I have to say, like, Jack is the closest so far. It is to do with Bono, the Irish singer.
We understood, I feel.
Who?
Well, that's the only time he made an appearance.
Didn't he organise one of the Live Aid ones, Ed, recently?
It's
Let's do with what he's done and who he is. What's his real name? Does anyone know?
Is it Benno?
No. Benno, we're out of ideas. I can't remember.
Is it Bon O'Grady?
What name is Irish rock star Paul Hewson better known by?
As
in, disappointing.
Hewson, no, we have a problem. Bono! Oh,
Jamie, let it go. He can't. To quote Abby from the Halloween special last year, it's not a thing. Stop trying to make it a thing. Speaking of which, hi, Jeffrey.
No.
Stop it. Your next answer for your history category, fly in space.
Fly in space.
Fly in space. Three words. Three words.
What
not
do you
fly
call...
in space.
So, occasionally an insect comes into my room. I look at it and I think, I really wish that... What? Something about a fly being in space.
Okay, now here's the thing.
It's not building your own joke.
Yeah, do you guys remember the song by Nicki Minaj? It goes, starships are meant to fly, reach up and touch the sky. And it's, you know, if a starship...
If you didn't remember the song, there you go, everybody.
Do you remember the song? That was note perfect.
If a starship is only meant to touch the sky, if that's the extent of its reaching up, it's not a starship.
It's a skyship.
Yeah, and I'd say if it's not in the sky, it's not really even flying because it's largely just propelling itself. There's no gravity. It's not technically flying. Nicki Minaj is wrong.
So
I've been
by Jamie's
for years.
By Jamie's logic, what is it technically impossible to do?
I repeat, for your history category,
What is the first insect in space?
No, it isn't. It isn't to do with an insect. It is the verb.
When an astronaut wears sunglasses, what are they?
Is it the name of the person who was supposed to be
in space?
Basically,
what do you call an astronaut's zipper on his pants?
It is actually a multiple choice. Multiple quoits, balancing them all on their heads.
Fantastic.
No. Multiple choice question. You've got sing on a rap record. I've never pronounced record like that. Oh, I just did. Ignore that. Record. Sing on a rap record, fly in space, or win the lottery. And we're looking for a person who did this when he was 77 years old.
Ooh.
I don't know my astronauts, I have to admit.
I mean, most of them...
It's one of the main ones.
There's a lot of...
I've never heard of him, I'll admit.
Oh, great, good.
Sorry, this person, if you're listening, going, it's me!
Is it R. Kelly? Believes he can fly.
Yes,
did a rap.
R. Kelly, when he was 77 years old.
Ah, yes. I remember those days.
For the first time, flew in space. Yes, of course, it's R. Kelly. No, it's not R. Kelly.
Is it Flash Gordon?
Again.
Duck Dodgers?
No. It's a much more boring name.
John Smith.
You're so close!
John. Is it John?
I'll give you... You know what?
Jim Smith.
I'm giving you a bell for that.
What?
It's John Glenn.
Oh!
What a night!
I'm pretty sure it's not the same guy.
No, it's John...
Yes!
Yeah,
yes!
Yeah, right at the start, they do the... It's
John Glenn was the first
62.
Man to orbit the Earth.
Yeah, the first man to orbit the Earth. Yeah.
Okay. I thought you meant, like, the singer was John Glenn. I was like, pretty sure no.
I mean, yeah. I've been trying to make a Doctor Who parody out of that, so it's sort of,
what a
night. Late November back in 63. What a very special time for me as I remember Doctor Who.
See, because I remember being in an A-level history class and I think my teacher was trying to make a political point because he said, what is the worst thing about JFK's assassination? And my friend and I looked at each other and then almost in sync went, he never got to see Doctor Who. And there was this pause. I'm like, it's very true. Right,
this is a fun fact about my brother. For a very long time, he thought the F in John F. Kennedy stood for...
The swear word.
Oh, yes, the swear word. The verb form of the swear word. Present participle swear word. John flipping Kennedy. But not flipping.
Right, your... Arts and literature category for a brown wedge. Rome.
Where do all roads lead to?
All of the buffaloes watch.
As an English student, I massively appreciate that. Like, you're using a noun, but it's also a verb. Carry on with life.
Seven Brides and Seven Brothers, is that where that was set?
No, Seven Brides and Seven Brothers is set... in a cabin in America. Okay.
But was it based on the Rome myth?
It's based on a book called Sobbing Women, which is based on the rape of the Sabine women near
Rome. Shakespeare?
No.
The rape of the Sabine... Shakespeare rapes... What?
therapist got around. Like, Anne thought he was down in London, actually. He led over to Rome. No, effectively, the Romans moved into Rome and they were like, oh, damn, we don't have any women. But I saw this, like, collection of people down the river. Let's just go get their women. And they ran down, nicked all the women, took them to Rome, raped them, and that's basically the start. Which does sort of fit in.
It was sounding like Dave a farce Ratt up until that last point.
Oh, of, Dave,
let's
Ratt
go
of
steal
milk
all the women.
Dave, Ratt of Milk. Oh, it's fine. I know my cousin Terry's got some milk in his fridge. Let's just go and nick his. That's not how the same with women. What is this?
But the problem is,
I mean, to be fair, women can produce milk as well.
So we
you're not wrong.
Seven Brides, a book was written on this called Sobbing Women Rather Than Sabine Women, and the musical Seven Brides of Seven Brothers is then based on this. We watched there's a song called Sobbing Women, and we watched it in a Roman history lecture, and I remember everyone's internet absolutely aghast that people were doing this. They're like, oh, the 50s were a different time. And I was livid that everyone took that response because Howard Keel was in it, and oh my gosh, I love Howard Keel. Which means Abby and I then had a thing where I suggested on air
you would like to be kidnapped by Howard Keel.
I would happily be kidnapped by Howard Keel any day. Which, I mean,
I don't think it's kidnapping if it's consensual.
At time of recording,
or if you're an adult.
At time of recording, he is dead. So, I mean, obviously, when the zombie apocalypse comes between now and when this is
time of broadcast, he's Diana's king.
Have you seen the film Warm Bodies? It's a bit like
no, that's the Nicholas Holt one, right?
Yeah.
I need to watch it.
Right, but
Rome.
As much as, like, this is not to do with raping women on a children's Trivial Pursuit card, believe it or not, it is to do with the founding of Rome.
Is it, what does a Yorkshire pirate call rum?
Okay, Jamie, did you listen to what I literally Rome just said?
Is it what a Yorkshire pirate calls a room?
No, believe it or not, that's not what I have on the card.
I don't think I know anything about the founding of Rome, which doesn't really help with
two,
this question.
Two really famous people.
Romulus and Remus founded which city?
Boom.
Which he city? Knew that all along.
Which he's just
no
sitting there, waiting on this.
I'm just thinking this John Finnemore sketch. Oh no, not Ream.
Ream.
You're generally thinking of John Finnemore sketches, to
I
be fair.
I do tend to be.
Who isn't?
Most of my
given that I don't
communication
really know
with people is, oh, this is like that sketch, or
yeah,
that happened on Doctor Who.
Which city, according to legend, was founded by Romulus and Remus? Now, your science category. Bird. Which for some reason Abby found hilarious.
It's just the way that you just announced
what,
it.
What is like, the word?
True.
What did Alexander Hamilton get? He got bird.
Oh. I appreciate that.
That is such a niche joke. But guys, if you
it's a popular Broadway
yeah
musical.
Oh yes, but if anyone at home doesn't understand that joke, watch Hamilton the Musical. It's coming to the West End October 2017. Tickets are on sale now. At time
don't
of,
give away your shot.
At time of recording. At time of broadcast rather than recording.
At time
Hamilton,
of recording?
Shut up. Hamilton will be
Alexander Hamilton has risen as a zombie.
He's going after Lin-Manuel Miranda, who is running for his life.
Yeah, but Google the musical. It's great. Or listen to Showtime, 6 or 7 p.m. Sunday evenings. We cover it all the time.
Thank you.
Boom.
Bird.
What is the singular form of one of Alfred Hitchcock's most famous films?
I was trying to make a play on Psycho, but it's already singular. I imagine that you're not going to get this, because it's what kind of creature was, and then it's the name of a bird.
What kind of creature was a raven until
pigeon
they went extinct between the time of recording and time of broadcast of this show?
Because it turns out zombies, they don't live off brains, they live on ravens.
No, they do live on brains. They just live on raven brains, or brainvens, as they're sometimes known by idiots like me.
How much is half a bird and half a hand worth of them in a bush?
Wow, that was some complex mental arithmetic right
yeah
there.
He's been silent for 5 minutes just trying yeah to work that out. No, it's what kind of creature was the Great Orc?
AWK.
Orc. What is the
Great Orc? Rock.
Is that a Lord
not
of the Rings?
AUK. I'm sure it's pronounced Orc.
Because there's such a thing as a rock, which is an ROC, and you're pronouncing it Orc. It's just, you know, Rock's just a really big bird.
No, Great Orc is.
No, Rock's
it's
just
like
a really
penguin
big pebble.
Oh.
I'll get a
aww
picture of it.
I'm thinking.
Is this going to be the blue pumpkin thing again?
Oh, the blue pumpkin is fascinating. So. Yeah, here's a picture of it for people in the studio.
For those of you in the podcast, just Google Great
AUK.
It looks vaguely like a puffin, but without the rainbow beak.
Is it like a Pokemon? Is it named after what it says? So there's a penguin who's going, Ark! Oh!
Well, as we know, that's as we know, that's how sheep were named.
They're not called bars, though.
No,
bonus
they're called...
point for anyone who knows where we get the name. And he said Pingu. Name penguin from.
Is it from Pingu?
No.
Is it from Benedict Cumberbatch trying to mispronounce something else?
No. It's, hey. It's the Welsh word. It means white head. Penguin. And apparently, when they were first discovered, they looked a lot like another bird.
Why were they discovered by the Welsh?
Why not? They did a lot of,
Welsh do something.
I know.
The Welsh did a lot of exploration like a long time ago, because basically anywhere's better than there.
I see. Oh, what's that black and white thing over there? Is it a sheep? No, I think it's something else.
Well, I'm not interested then.
Look, there's a crumble. What? Two Welsh people and a Liverpudlian.
Walk into
really
a bar.
The only thing I can say in Welsh is the place of the long name, as I've proved on this podcast too many times. Yeah, what kind of creature was the Great Auk? It's very interesting. Google it if you're interested.
Which you should it's be because it interesting. Is interesting, like by definition.
Right, your final answer of the evening. In Games and Leisure. Sunderland.
Where's terrible? What's like discount Newcastle?
If you talk to a Yorkshireman...
Anyone in Sunderland. Like, I apologise for Jack. Not just for that comment, just for him in general.
What rhymes with Thunderland?
If you talk to a Yorkshireman and you ask him where a mole lives...
Sunderland.
What will he say?
Sunderland.
Sunderland.
I can confirm, as a Yorkshire person, that is indeed what we say.
Yes.
All the time. Because we generally talk about moles a lot.
Yeah. So there with your, like, with tea, not pronouncing the, and moles. They're your top three topics of conversation. Whereas in Lincolnshire, we've got tractors.
And the hill.
The one hill that we have. And the fact that we're not quite Yorkshire. But to people in North Lincolnshire think they are. What are you doing? No. You're a yellow belly through and through. Anyway, Sunderland.
I would like to apologise to everyone from North Lincolnshire for Ella.
Does yellow belly mean coward, or is there a yellow belly? Do they have jaundice? Is Springfield inside Lincolnshire?
Yellow belly is the name given to people born in Lincolnshire because apparently
who have failing livers.
There are a lot of theories behind it. The dominant one is that the army there used to have yellow waistcoats or like a yellow sash or something.
Specifically only on their bellies.
Yeah. Oh, yellow shoulder doesn't have quite the same ring to it.
Yellow torso. Sorry. It even rhymes.
But I was born in Northampton, so I'm just an honorary yellow belly.
I like to think that everyone in Yorkshire, not Yorkshire, we've established this. Everyone in Lincolnshire at the time.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Just
cool. Everyone you offended me and Abby.
To everyone in both Yorkshire and Lincolnshire. I'm just sorry.
Everyone in England is an arse.
This episode is just.
I feel if you're going to go hard, go hard or go home. Really, so it's, make fun of everyone and make fun of no one.
It's grading, but more upbeat. This episode is just going to be called the Apology Special. Sunderland.
Yeah, I'm fairly sure. You know.
Coming off quite well at the moment compared to other places in the
Can
country.
Can you give us a hint?
My dad took me to the top of a hill once, and he looked over the great swathes and plains, and he said, "What?" Son, the land.
When Mufasa takes Simba up to the top of Pride Rock and goes, "All of this is yours, my son," and he goes, "Even that shadowy place over there," Mufasa goes, "Blank, we don't talk about that place." That's not the quote.
Really?
It surprised me.
It's to do with football, and it's to do with where
Sunderland
AFC.
They're called the Black Cats. Is it the Stadium of Light?
It's the Stadium of Light.
How did you know that?
I have a brother that's surprisingly knowledgeable about football.
Oh.
Ask me who the 13th team in the Scottish Third Division is.
Go on, then. Surely...
There aren't 13 teams, there are only 10.
I was going to say, surely, like, as much as we've only just got to grips with the hang of this game, the point of asking someone a question isn't that they pose the question in the first place. It's like, ask me how to spell my surname, because I know
that. D-R-E-W. Yours.
My surname.
I don't know yours.
W-Y-D-R-A-N.
W-K-D.
No.
WYD, isn't
please,
it?
If you don't
WYD.
Mind.
I'm trying to get sponsored.
R.
Yeah.
A. No.
E. Oh, there's only one vowel.
I. O.
Definitely
U.
Not
no, it's not a vowel.
N. No.
If Hangman is ever played as a real life thing and you want to make sure that person gets hanged, put Ella's surname in.
WYDRZYNSKO.
There's a Z in there.
There is. Missed
There's
out.
There's one full-time vowel in that whole name.
I like the idea of vowels just having part-time professions.
I got a trophy when I left secondary school for being the highest scoring student, and they missed out the Z of my name.
Is it the highest scoring student in Scrabble?
Yeah.
No, something, cause... something, something proper noun. I've had a go had at me before about this.
Yeah, but I always say that, and then someone always comes back. Well, I have one friend who comes back with, but in Travel Scrabble, you can have proper nouns. Well, it's really sad
you
that you know
have that.
That
friend.
Right, Sunderland, yes, Stadium of Light. Which club play home soccer matches at the Stadium of Light? I don't approve of the use of soccer there.
Association football, we came up with the term.
Fact.
Other fun fact, it's not called football because you play it with your feet. It's called football because you play it on your feet instead of on a horse. No, seriously.
That's where I've been going wrong with basketball.
That's where you get rugby football.
Horses. At the end of this podcast, I'm going to declare that everyone is equally awful. So you all draw. For that reason, I'm going to set the forfeit for next week's show. And whoever's on it has to try and get an attempt to spell my surname into the show at some point. It doesn't have to be correct. It just has to be an attempt.
It can't be correct.
I change how I spell my surname every week. No one will ever know. It's so the FBI can't find me. Ha ha! Until then, have a wonderful week, everybody. Follow us on Facebook. Just Google Insert Question Here and you'll find us. We'll see you next Monday. Same time. Bye.
Bye.
Toodles.
Laters.